gently and tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals, he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling us sinners. For you and for me, though he have sinned, he has mercy and pardon, pardon for you and for me. Come home, come home.
It's John Bayliss, and welcome again to this Gospel Miracle Hour. If you've joined us for the first time, then welcome. Friends, God loves you. He has a destiny for you to fulfill. He's not angry with you, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, Lord, I'd like to open in prayer. Lord, I pray that you grant your servant great boldness, Lord, to bring your word. Lord, that you stretch forth your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus. For this reason the Son of God was made manifest, that he might destroy the works of the devil. And all God's children said, Amen. Well, again we start off. What is God's nature like? What has he always sought of you? We see this, that God is love. As God was forming you in his mother's womb, he was watching over you in love. We know this is true because the Bible says that in God is love in 1 John 4:8-16. That means he has already given you a human identity. Psalm 139:13-14 says, For you form my inward parts, you covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. Well, what the Bible's saying here, in this passage, King David writes with unmatched poetic eloquence about this loving and attentive Heavenly Father who skillfully knits us together in the womb and oversees our development. We also learn that in his infinite wisdom and power, God designed us for our days. God designed us for our days, writing our future in his book, even before it comes to pass. Clearly, God knew us and loved us as individual beings with a specific identity for you before you were born. God knew you, loved one, as a fully human being before he ever made you. He loved you as he prepared for you, prepared you for this world in the beauty of human pregnancy. And all along, he had a life and a purpose prepared for you, suited for your unique individuality. In God's eyes, you are highly valued to him. Before you were born, God knew your destiny, and he loves you. Loved one, you may be living with regret and remorse over a decision you have made in the past. If so, I pray that you are not hearing our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ or myself, condemning you for that decision. Friend, grace and mercy lie at the foot of the cross of Christ for all who have chosen other than God's best. I implore you to give yourself the advantage of seeing any wrong choice in life as God sees it when it is confessed to be forgiven through the blood of Christ. God wants you more than he wants anything else. Why? Because God's heart is kind. See, friends, there's a free gift of eternal salvation that's being offered right now to everyone. Will you pray with me? Just follow me in a simple prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, please forgive me of all my sins. I believe that Jesus is the Christ. He died on the cross for my sin and sickness, for my healing, and come into my heart and life. I take him as my Lord and Savior. Amen. Friends, if you prayed that simple prayer, we believe you got born again. Loved ones, if you prayed that prayer, I believe you've been born, and not only you've been born again, you have a clean slate. All your forgiven sins are now deleted from God's computer. Our merciful Father forgives and forgets. So each of us needs to know that any remorse over past sin is not from God, but from the accuser. Satan is the one who wants you to wallow in guilt. God says any repentant sin was never committed. Loved ones, accept God's forgiveness, knowing that you are never again to dwell in that past mistake. The miracle is that sins being erased is the greatest miracle of all. Get into a good Bible-based church, friends, because God has an awesome destiny for you to fulfill. Well, the message today is this one thing. Go to Philippians 3:13. I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking towards what lies ahead. Are you focused on forgetting the past? Many people don't fully understand what that means. They wonder, how can I forget something that's happened to me? But one definition of the word forget is to disregard intentionally or to overlook. What this verse is saying is that you have to choose to disregard your past so that it doesn't keep you from moving forward. That means the good and the bad. Even the past victories can sometimes keep us from rising higher. If we don't go with the old, we'll never be able to embrace the new. This one thing, that indeed forgetting what lies behind and stretching yourself out towards the goal that lies before you. Your destiny is calling out. It doesn't matter what's happened in your history. It's time to forget what lies behind. Make the choice today to look forward. Trust God. He has a better future in store for you. Trust that he is working behind the scenes on your behalf as you forget what lies behind and press forward. You will see the abundant life the Lord has in store for you. And I pray that God will help you choose to forget the past today. You don't want anything holding you back from the good future God has prepared for you. Loved ones, choose forgiveness and ask the Lord to help you by his Holy Spirit to press forward in every area of your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this part of the program, we're going to be praying for the sick and hurting. have an expectancy to be healed today by the power of the Holy Spirit. We go to Luke 17, 12 to 15, they shall recover. And as they were going into one village, he was met by 10 lepers, who stood at a distance, and they raised their voices and called, "Jesus, Master, take pity and have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go at once and show yourselves to the priests." And as they went, they were cured and made clean. Then one of them, upon seeing that he was cured, turned back, recognizing and thanking and praising God with a loud voice. And he fell at Jesus' feet, thanking him over and over. And he was a Samaritan. Then Jesus asked him, "Weren't not all 10 cleansed? Where are the 9? See, what the Bible's saying, as they went, they were cured and made clean. They were healed as they went. In other words, a period of time had elapsed. John 4:49, the king's office pleaded with him. The king's officer pleaded with him, "Sir, do come down at once before my little child is dead." Jesus answered him, "Go in peace, your son will live." And the man put his trust in Jesus and said, and started home. But even as he was on the road going down, his servants met him and reported, saying, "Your son lives." So he asked them what time he had begun to get better. They said, "Yesterday during the 7th hour, about 1 o'clock in the afternoon, the fever left him." It says that then the father knew that it was at that hour when Jesus had said to him, "Your son will live." The boy did not just get out of bed and begin playing and running around. He began to get better, the Bible said. We have found God healing different people in different ways. Many are healed instantly. Others, they recover minutes, hours, or days. Why does God do it this way? Well, we don't have all the answers. But the important thing is to realize that, as the Bible says, they shall recover. There's a testimony here I'd like to give from Dr. Colin Walker from Cairns in Queensland, Australia. He said that after attending a seminar on divine healing, I began to apply the principles of praying for the sick myself and can now confirm they work. One of the most notable was a little girl who was suffering from deafness from birth. Normal medical treatment could not help her. After praying, she was set free. It says in 1 Thessalonians 1:5, "For a gospel did not come to you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit." I pray, Holy Spirit, if what I've said is from you, then confirm your word with signs following. And the power of the Lord is present to heal the sick now. Believe you have received and you will have. That's what the Bible says. So lay your hands on the sick or hurting part of the Bible or your body as I begin to pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Son of the living God, I cast out every form of infirmity. I rebuke every form of disease. I cast out every cancer. You are cursed at the root, and I command you to shrivel and die in the name of Jesus Christ. I command a reconstructive, recreative miracle that needs to take place. I command health and healing into every physical body, and divine health freely flows into the lives of these listeners. I command every life that is in torment or every life that is stressed, I command be healed and made whole. In the name of Jehovah Shalom, our peace. I give you praise, Father, the enemy has been defeated and the peace of God has now healed every broken heart. Every sorrow is lifted right now, every burden and yoke. It is destroyed because you, our Lord, are the joy in the morning. You, our Lord, are more than enough. You, our Lord, are our strength and our song, and we magnify your holy name. I thank you that you are our righteousness. You are our shepherd. You are a divine giver of life. Let the power of this blessing rest upon you and be imparted by you when you use God's word in the authority of Jesus' name. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. Believe that you have received and you will have it. Well, test yourself to see if there's any improvement. Act your faith. Just try moving. Sometimes the pains are gone instantly. Sometimes there's an improvement. But the Bible clearly states, like I've already said, you shall recover, you shall get well. Know that it is God's will for you to be healed, and do not let fear come upon you. Says that 365 times in the Bible, fear not. And use your authority as a believer. Make sure you're living in right relationship with God and each other. You must forgive as God has forgiven you. No holding on to grudges or being vindictive. Walk in love. Maintain a good confession. Do not listen to doubt or unbelief. And know that it is God's will for you to be healed. And so my final prayer for you is, and now may the Lord bless you, and may the Lord keep you, and may the Lord make his face to shine upon you, and may the Lord be gracious unto you and give you his peace. From this day forward, may you walk out of the prison of resentment. May you live with joy that is unspeakable and filled with glory. May the past not control your future. May you rejoice with a pure and absolute joy, because in his presence is fullness of joy. We receive forgiveness because this is the manifestation of the love of God in the body of Christ. Shalom. Amen.
that burdens onto you.